Welcome to Assembly Line, the podcast for entrepreneurs building on the Salesforce platform. We'll go behind the scenes with innovative founders and leaders to share their stories, strategies, and lessons to accelerate your own path to success as a Salesforce ISV. Are you looking to connect with the most dedicated founders and builders in the Salesforce ecosystem? The Assembly Line audience is made up of the exact ISV partners and entrepreneurs you're trying to reach. We're opening up a few sponsorship slots to partner with brands that can truly help our listeners succeed. If you're ready to connect with the leaders of the App Exchange, you can learn more at assemblyline.com/sponsor. That's assemblyline.com/sponsor. Today, I'm excited because we're going to be doing an MVP episode of Assembly Line, a minimum viable but most valuable podcast episode. We're going to be focusing on the announcements made this past week at Dreamforce 2025 that directly impact partners. First, we're going to talk about an announcement relating to how you're going to want to partner with Salesforce. We're going to then talk quickly about how you're going to want to build on Salesforce going forward. And lastly, we're going to get into some technical talk on exactly what you're building based on some recent announcements at the conference. So let's jump right in. First off, we're going to be talking about announcements made pertaining to OEM partners. A lot of folks, when they think about distributing on the Salesforce ecosystem, they think about the typical ISV route where you are distributing a managed package through Salesforce's App Exchange and you're selling an add-on to the platform, to customers that are already subscribed to Salesforce. The OEM model is actually where folks are building on top of the Salesforce platform and using it as their tech stack and distributing solutions to net new customers that don't already use the platform internally as a CRM. So a lot of OEMs, for instance, are targeting a specific vertical or a specific industry. And the announcements that was made at Dreamforce 2025 was that those OEM partners are now going to be able to sell and distribute Agentforce. So this is going to allow those partners to tap into all the AI functionality that Salesforce has been building into their core platform. OEM partners are now going to be able to offer that and sell that to their end customers as well. There's some more announcements that are going to be made regarding monetization, pricing, and all that later this month. So October 28th, any OEM partner should definitely tune back in for further announcements. Another big thing that was talked about at Dreamforce 2025 was Agentforce Vibes. So Agentforce Vibes is Salesforce's answer to all these AI coding assistants. Think Claude Code, Cursor, etc. Agentforce Vibes was built on top of an open-sourced VS Code extension named Cline. Cline is actually an extension that I use personally that I can vouch for is great. You just hook up your LLM by providing your API key, or you can even connect it to a local LLM running on your machine. And then it's just a built-in AI coding assistant that lives right beside your code base in VS Code. Agentforce Vibes was built on top of Cline to have kind of a deeper integration with your Salesforce org. And the way it works is you're going to get 50 requests per day to a top per day per org that will leverage a top tier model. And then any additional requests will drop down to a lower tier model. So you probably will see some degradation in the kind of results that are returned. But that limit of 50 requests is a rolling 24-hour limit that applies to all your orgs, so Scratch, Sandbox, Production. Are you struggling to make sense of the Salesforce Security Review? It's the number one roadblock slowing down your App Exchange launch. Security Review Partner translates those complex reports into a simple, prioritized checklist. Stop deciphering jargon and start shipping faster. Get the clear, step-by-step guidance you need to pass the review with confidence. Simplify your path to market. Visit securityreviewpartner.com today. That's securityreviewpartner.com. So that's definitely something that folks are going to check out related to how they're building on the platform, because using these AI coding systems can definitely make your team run a lot faster. So lastly, we're going to get a little bit in the nitty-gritty here and talk about some topics that were brought up at the Apex Roadmap session. Specifically, Aura-enabled agent actions are coming with Winter 2026 release. So what does that mean? That means effectively a lot of the Apex that you probably already have in your package that's servicing Lightning Web Components is going to be able to be exposed in an agent force context so that agents can leverage that same functionality and business logic that you have already built into your package. So I think a lot of partners are going to be excited about that. If you are building any application that involves transferring files, larger files off platform or pulling them into the platform, this heap bypass functionality that's coming in winter 2026 is another thing that you're going to want to check out. I think a lot of partners that maybe interface with S3 and these kinds of cloud storage solutions are definitely going to look into that. Another thing that folks are going to want to research is Heroku App Link. This is Salesforce's answer to serverless cloud compute solutions. So this allows you to basically take any CPU intense process that would take a long time to run on Apex or perhaps even hit a governor limit, and you'd hit that CPU timeout. You can kick it off to Heroku App Link, and your business logic will run still within the Salesforce ecosystem, still within a trusted user context of the Salesforce org that called it. And that's coming in winter 2026. And in the future, they're going to be building additional functionality that is going to help ISVs leverage App Link. So I think any partners that are perhaps today leveraging AWS Lambda or are perhaps running into issues in larger orgs where they're hitting those CPU timeouts, they're going to want to check out Heroku App Link. Okay, so that's it. Those are some of the top announcements from Dreamforce 2025 related specifically to ISVs and OEMs. That's a wrap on this MVP episode of AppAssemblyLine. I'd love to hear in the comments if anyone thinks I missed anything. I have major FOMO right now myself because unfortunately I missed out on the conference in person this year, but there are some great announcements for partners and looking forward to seeing what everyone builds with this going forward. So thanks. Building an AppExchange business can be isolating. Are you tired of guessing what the right next move is to grow and scale? Don't go it alone. ISV Forge surrounds you with a curated group of fellow ISV founders who are on the same journey. We combine peer accountability with expert-led weekly webinars to help you overcome roadblocks and build a thriving business. Stop guessing and start scaling. Apply for the next cohort today at isvforge.com. That's isvforge.com.